Audio Mode 27. The year is 2016. Radio Boss Jock. Listen to a pretty incredible talk regarding the whole iPhone 7 headphone removal subject that was amazingly comprehensive. And if this is the kind of thing you could go deep on, you're definitely going to want to check this one out. On the website, the blog Daring Fireball, I've talked about it a couple times. John Gruber, who runs that site, has a podcast called The Talk Show. And the latest episode has the guest, Marco Arment, who is the developer of Overcast, the podcast, the number one podcast receiver that isn't the free one that comes with the iPhone, maybe. So Marco has a lot of, besides being a podcaster, has a lot of insight with regards to app dev and specifically audio stuff, because of the dealings of Overcast and the podcasting segment. Also, I mentioned before the show Under the Radar, which is a podcast specific about developers on the iOS platform. But this episode of The Talk Show, which you can find right now if you go to daringfireball.com, from about the 1 hour mark to about the 1 hour and 50 minute mark. So it's like a 50 minute talk about the potential impact of an iPhone without a headphone jack. And I'll give you a little bit of a TLDL, I guess it would be, for that. I guess 30,000 people have signed a petition so far saying, Apple, don't remove that headphone jack. Don't make our phones obsolete. But some of the insights, the takeaways from that show were that chances are good that Apple's going to ship a pair of earbuds that plug in through the headphone jack. And the way that may work is that they may route some analog audio, because the Lightning port, being their proprietary port, they can do some fancy stuff, but they may route analog audio via the Lightning port, as opposed to when it just goes via analog through the headphone jack. Same signal, but using the Lightning port. And this would be a decent stopgap if they had to do it. It would be a decent stopgap because, a simple adapter, an inexpensive adapter could be made, one that just simply goes Lightning to a female 1/8-inch jack. So external headphones could work. That's something that makes a lot of sense. It sidesteps the needs for the headphone maker to deal with the digital audio converter and that sort of thing, or any active electronics, and it makes the potential for adapters to be really inexpensive, because all they're doing is rerouting the audio. It's still an analog signal, but coming through the Lightning port this time. And maybe it ships in the iPhone 7 box. And this isn't totally unlike the first iPhone. The first iPhone came with a recessed headphone jack. I don't know how many of you jumped in on the first generation, but those Apple earbuds, they have that really sort of slim line headphone, male headphone jack. And they fit perfectly into the original iPhone's recessed port. But your Bose headphones, your standard, more robust jacks did not fit in there. So what happened was people immediately created a bunch of little adapters, just a simple thing that plugged into the headphone jack and extended it to a port, a female port that wasn't recessed. And this was for no other reason. No other reason. It wasn't because the port was there. The same 1/8-inch female port was there in the iPhone, the original iPhone. It was just recessed in such a way that 75% of the headphones could not plug in there. So one possible future scenario for that iPhone 7 is something very similar. An inexpensive little thing fixes that. Little dongle. A cheap dongle. Most dongles cost, you know, Apple dongles cost like $29, usually because they have active electronics in them. The VGA or the USB adapters, they've got their own little chips and stuff happening. It's not simply like an analog port, a passer, a converter. It's got all sorts of stuff going on. But in this case, it could be done with just an analog connection. And that's interesting because that means inexpensive. That's what that means. It means it's a pain in the tuchus, but doesn't necessarily invoke a huge tax, quote unquote Apple tax, on top of all products going forward. Because as Marco noted in the talk show, there are lots of lightning equipped headphones out there now, and they're very expensive, and they don't necessarily sound good. There are plain old normal headphones that sound a lot better. But that's because they have all sorts of active electronics for the extra price. They would need that, you know, made for iPhone compatibility thing. But a little dongle, a little inexpensive dongle could fix it. And the reason maybe why they're doing that is because they want to add a second speaker. For stereo? No, but most likely for improving audio. And this is the first time I've heard of this, and it makes a lot of sense. And it seems to align with the way Apple's been doing things. Latest iPads, the Pros, have gotten these major speaker upgrades and significantly better sounding audio. And that's something that, you know, we live in this semi-urban environment. Most people walking down the street are playing stuff through their phones. That's very, very common. And Marco noted that with regards to Overcast, he can see a ton of usage happens just because happening through the speaker jack. No headphones. So there are a ton of people listening via the built-in speaker. So getting the headphone jack out of the way to make room for more speakers is one story you could probably hear Apple telling. But those are interesting. That's something that, you know, you can maybe see Apple doing. But it still doesn't address the fact that some of my favorite microphones, the Apogee mic, which I have, the MV88, which is my gear crush, both don't have built-in zero latency headphone jacks. Both require, if you want to hear what you're recording, if you want to hear a monitor mix of your voice, if you want to use Boss Jock and hear cart playback and hear your voice at the same time mixed in real time, you need to use that headphone jack that's built into the iPhones and iPads. And if they're going to take that away, I just don't know how it's going to work for the iPhone and for the Apogee and for the MV88 or for any other gear that doesn't have a built-in headphone jack for monitoring. And the MV88 and Apogee mic are two pieces of gear that Apple sells in the stores and recommends to this day as a great product to buy for your iOS stuff. So in some ways, if you're serious about audio, those things become rendered ineffective, useless, if you require monitoring, which you should, because monitoring is a very important part of production. And how's Apple going to solve that? Maybe it could be a $50 dongle. Maybe the dongle breaks out lightning and breaks out a headphone jack separately. I don't, but that, you know, that's a knock on wood scenario. You'd hope something like that would happen, but it's definitely going to be an expensive little dongle, or it may be a proprietary, it's definitely going to be proprietary, but it may be a fancy third-party MFI made for iPhone solution. And that stinks when you're on the go because you want to keep it simple, right? You know, I love carrying just the foam ball, the little foam mic cover, which I'm using right now using Boss Jock Jr. I love just bringing this cheap little mic foam windscreen in my pocket because setup time sometimes can kill your vibe when you're in the zone and you're just trying to produce quickly. And, you know, you want to keep the wind at your back, that sort of thing. You don't want to break momentum, sit down and set up a bunch of things and go hunting for some weird dongle that you might have packed the wrong one in your gear bag. So, anyway, I recommend, if this is of any interest to you, it also talks about Bluetooth and how that's likely to be the high-end solution for most people. And I do agree. Although we don't support Bluetooth in our apps, I love my Bluetooth headphones that I have. And it is, even though you have to charge them, even though they're complicated to pair, man, the wireless is such a nice thing. And that's probably going to be the solution for not people like you and me, but the everyday folk doing the everyday stuff. But anyway, I'd say go have a listen to that hour-long talk on the future of the headphone port, and you can find it on daringfireball.com. But it still doesn't solve the problem of the microphones without built-in headphone jacks, and that is a bummer. Thanks for listening. Audio Mode Day 27. I thought I wasn't going to talk so much. I thought I was just going to say, hey, go listen to this. But I talked a little bit more than expected. Sorry about that. But this is day 27. And, man, getting near the finish line for hashtag Audio Mode.